Blog Talk Radio.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core, 'cause my roots, they run deep. Oh,
oh yes, a little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins.
Over the season, and it was staring at me, and it was quite gorgeous just seeing it. The clouds are
around, but it wasn't, it was so crisp and clear and you could see crater. It was just really euphoric.
And so we're still in manifesting mode. Okay. So everybody out there,
still manifesting. It's still in a fairly new early stages of a crescent. So it's still deep into manifesting.
Good. So everybody still out there, you know, concentrate on your wishes and your desires. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a journal, I would highly suggest getting a journal and start writing down all the things that you wish to create. Because we are still in that, mode. Last week we did our self.
Yes, we did.
We've had a lot of feedback on the self, so we will be doing that more often, and we will be getting, we'll be showing it. And putting together prosperity spell boxes eventually soon. Right off of Monica's shoulder, as you can see right behind her, we have boxes ready to go out. We're building them up, and those are our October goddess boxes. So if you would like to be subscribed, go to My Goddess Living, and we will get you in and sign up and all of that beautiful stuff, and we'll send it to you.
I love Yemenia because, of course, she's a mermaid, a water goddess, and I'm a Pisces, so my water sign kind of has an affinity for her.
Yes.
But one of her was actually really fun to make.
Yeah.
It was. Just smelling all the, because I didn't expect some of the oils to smell the way they did.
Yeah.
And when they blended very well together. Very different.
Good. So let's talk about the Yemenia box. Or, sorry, the Guinevere box.
Okay.
So we've got Guinevere.
Mm-hmm.
And reading about her, and not, we're not copying the Doreen Virtue cards. I've actually read about her story. And yes, she is about finding your true love and not letting things stop you from doing that. But she really is about having fun and living your life.
Right.
You know, and her big, big, big overall message is about, you know, go out and live your life. Don't feel that you have to be stuck in one place. If you're in a bad relationship, it's time to change it. You know, if you're in a bad work position, it's time to change it and start doing things that you really love. So it is about growth. She is about growth. She is about creating and manifesting and just living life. So her messages are, actually, let me grab a card because
you have it very handy.
I'm ill prepared.
She was being a mom this evening, so not ill prepared, just being a mom.
Yes. We were doing homework.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got her message, which is, life is about living, not just existing. Be the being you were meant to be. Love with passion. Create with intention. And step out of your mundane life into all that you've ever wanted. Have fun and play and experience this great gift you were given.
Very nice. Very beautiful message.
So, yes, we've got her there.
It's about living in the moment. Your present moment truly is what it is. Absolutely. Not past or future. It's just right now.
Right. Yeah. Be in the moment. And her affirmation is, I am the creator of my own life. I only I can decide how I feel. So, I guess
that's an independent thing as well.
Yes.
Which, if you think about her, she was, the story, she was actually an independent and very strong female figure, so.
Yeah. She wasn't quite young work, but.
No.
But
she was stronger
than she was in her own way. And she has a beautiful story about how she decided that the husband, and I can't remember his name, that she was married to wasn't the one for her.
Mm-hmm.
So she got remarried and decided to live the rest of her life with him. So her mantra is, I love myself and others unconditionally.
And that's beautiful. That needs to happen more.
Yeah.
With everybody.
So as the seasons are changing, I also like to talk about what it means, like for us. So as the season changes, nature teaches us what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're stepping into fall. What happens in fall? Well, the leaves change, they fall off.
Right. They shed.
They shed. So it's time for us to shed. And I've been doing it. I've been doing it a lot. I started going through my books.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Goodwill box. And I'm starting to get rid of the old things that no longer serve me.
Hi, Crystal.
But it's also, hey, Crystal. but it's also about emotionally letting go. Okay. And we are addicted to our emotions. As human beings, that's what we do. We're addicted to them. So really sit and think about who you are, who you're acting as, and who you want to be. And start to shift and change all of that, those things. And if the things are no longer serving you, it's time to get rid of them. So look at the trees. Allow the trees to change color. Allow the plants to, you know, they don't die, actually. They just regenerate. You know, they go to sleep. They go dormant. So get rid of all of your old baggage. Let it go. It happened. It's done. It's over. Let's move forward. It's all about moving forward. So that when winter comes, then it's time to shut down and it's time to go within. Okay? And, you know, be bundled up, be all warm, be cozy, and enjoy you. Because that's what, I mean, if we think about what Christmas is, if we think about, you know, the winter time, it's that warm cup of cocoa or that hot cup of coffee and watching the snowfall if you're in an area of snow, which, by the way, we'll have a lot of ice and snow this year here in Washington. So we got to prepare for that. I know, the whole city shuts down when one snowflake falls. It's just gonna be cold here.
People didn't know how to park in my apartment complex tonight. Imagine what's gonna happen.
Just don't leave your house if there's a lot of ice. I mean, literally, Wilmington literally shuts down. They tell people don't go to work, don't be out on the road, business is shut down.
People don't listen.
You know, just stay home. You know, enjoy that. Enjoy that time. So with winter, work within. Go within yourself. Find out what it is that you want to do, what you hope to accomplish. And then by the time spring rolls around, then you're planting your seeds. You're going into right before summer. You're harvesting. And then you're enjoying life. So really look at the seasons to tell you in where you should be at in your life and what vibration everything is at.
Makes sense.
So, yes, I love myself and others unconditionally.
I really wish more people lived with that. Because unconditional love. See, Rise is on my phone. not enough people understand what the term love unconditionally, that's the key part of it, unconditionally means.
Well, they throw around the word love so much. Oh, I love this, and I love that, and I love this pen, and I love this computer. And that's not really love. That's life. There is only one definition.
That's strong life.
That's a strong life. But there's not really only one definition to love.
Yes.
And that is unconditional. And unconditional means unconditional, regardless of anything. So, you know, when you tell somebody you love them, if you truly love them, that love is there regardless of what they do, what they say, whatever. You know, like we love our kids unconditionally. We love our animals unconditionally, even if they poop on the floor or they tear up something or they break a bowl or, you know, doesn't mean that we don't get mad at them. And it just means that we still love them. We love them regardless.
Or wake you up at 3:45 in the morning.
Yes, to me.
I love them.
Right, but so we... And we say, oh my God, I love this candy, or we love this thing until it breaks, and then we throw it away. Then we no longer love it, you know. So
true.
So it's about choosing your words and looking at things and looking at the things you love and the things that you love,
right?
You know. So and to love yourself unconditionally means that regardless of the mistakes that you make, regardless of whatever feelings you have, if you turn in and you love yourself, you know, that is that unconditional, regardless, I'm gonna move forward. I love me.
Right. That's something that I need to work on every day, but I'm working.
I mean, everybody needs a little bit of that.
The fact that I'm still, you know, just human. We all make mistakes.
Right.
So.
So, another thing that we want to get out there is, thank you to all of our listeners.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Katie just popped on. Hey, Katie.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Thank you to all of our listeners and to all of our subscribers. We're actually, through Blog Talk and Facebook, we're hitting record numbers now.
That's a pretty nice thing. I must admit, seeing the number shines is pretty cool.
Yeah, we're in the four digits there. So I want to really send a big shout out to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for listening to us and getting in touch and empowering yourself. Because, we sit around dinner. We don't really have an agenda. I do make notes. I'm a worker. I can't help it. Of things that I want to talk about. But we want to hear from you, too. So what would you like to listen to? What would you want us to talk about?
What do you want to know? What do you want to learn more about? What are some things, tools? That is kind of intoxicating. So
that's the one outside.
That's actually very... I was doing Right of Wind, and that sounds really intoxicating, too.
Yeah.
But what do people want to learn about? What divination tools? What do you want to learn about herbs? Do you want to learn about rituals? Do you want to learn about spells? Do you want to learn about...
I just want to listen to us talk.
Do you want to learn about cards? Do you want to learn about, astrology? What really...
Yeah.
What are things that you question? Like, you'll have that moment during the day where it's like, I really need some insight. I really need to fine-tune something. I need to figure out what exactly, why I'm having this hiccup or what's going on.
That's what you want to
learn about.
Yeah, so we definitely want to talk about the things that you want us to talk about.
Because it's for you. Enlightenment and power is for you to feel enlightened and become empowered and be exactly who you want to be.
Yes.
That's the whole reason for the show.
Yeah. So, shoot us an email. Send us a Facebook message.
Crystal says, I like to just listen, but today I'm noticing crazy energy on Facebook. Any insight?
Yes, actually. We're going to get into that. So, yes, we will answer that. But everybody else out there, please, if you're on Facebook and you're watching us now, shoot us a message on Facebook or give us a call at 929-477-2768. We're going to take your calls over here on Blog Talk. Or shoot us an email. Give us topics that you want us to talk about. And we'll be happy to go as in-depth as you really want to, because there's a lot out there that we could be talking about.
Crazy energy.
Over the past month, I've noticed my energy decreasing. I'm tired.
I noticed that yesterday.
I cannot sleep, when I do sleep, it's not fulfilling sleep. It's kind of restless. I wake up tired. I'm being forgetful. I have conversations with people, and they're telling me, you said this blah, 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 blah the other day. And I don't even remember having a conversation with that person. Okay, so then last night we were doing a sacred space, and we were making scarves because we have a winter scarf
drive
that's going on. So we were sitting around, and I was teaching people how to crochet. And one of our members also mentioned, he goes, I can't remember anything anymore. I don't know if it's old age. I don't know what this is. I'm really tired. I'm really exhausted all the time. I'm like, okay. All right, there we go. There's another person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was on the phone today, and we were chit-chatting back and forth, and she's not somebody I've never met before, but through corporate work, you actually talk to IT people and everything. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. And I said, that's okay. I've been really exhausted lately, too. She goes, I just don't know. I feel like my butt's dry. So to answer your question but not answer your question, it's going around. It has to be something planetary. It has to be something in our field. What it is, I don't know. I haven't had enough time to do the research to find out where we are or what's happening. I do know that this is a big year, and we're stepping into an even bigger year. So it could be downloads. It could be a shift. It could just be the universe saying, it's time to rest. It's time to stop.
Right.
So I know that that doesn't answer yours. It is it Pluto? I don't know. We'll look it up, and next week we'll get back with that.
I don't know if it's it also could be just, the Sabbath we just had made on.
Right.
And then we're going to be going into Samhain. And Mavon, you actually feel that energy 3 days before and 3 days after. So that was Friday. So we're still coming off of that. I know I was on an energy high this weekend, and I feel like I was fresh this afternoon.
So someone just popped on who would be a perfect person to ask.
Mama Chris.
Mama, what's going on out there planetarily that is causing this exhaustion? Is it downloads? Is it a planet? Is something in our field? Because she would be the one that I would go to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I know you just joined us, and we're talking about this exhaustion that's going on, and forgetfulness. And I don't know what it's related to, but it seems like there's a lot of people who are basically just dragging their butt around. If you could just message me down there, or if you want to shoot me an email, or if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to do that too. I'm sure she's sitting there typing.
Right. Crystal was saying that she was expecting it to get better after the eclipse, but it seems like it's getting worse.
But Mama Chris would know, because Mama Chris she would know. I'm gonna wait for her to send me a message. And if and like I said, I'll do a little bit of research as well if we write back to it either.
I haven't heard of anything being in retrograde or anything being.
No, right,
there's no celestial things going on that I know of.
No, we're out of we're just entered Libra. But I know it's not a retrograde. Retrograde is over. That doesn't hit us again until next. December. I think December is the next retrograde. But I mean, we could be getting downloads too,
right?
Downloads will make you tired, especially when they're in blocks. It's just a block of information and that you're trying to process. You don't know what it is, but you're just trying to process it.
Right.
So,
I'm trying to just think of other things that it could be. But maybe it's causing me to draw a blank.
Okay. Well, I'll get back to you on that question. I will totally get back to you on that question. So I have it written down here. What else? Oh, we didn't finish with the garbage box.
No, we did not. We will blame it on
the
energy.
We segued. We segued out.
We'll
blame it on the energy. Okay, so we've got a happiness candle. Going back to Miss Voyager here. And you have the paper.
I do. We have a snow quartz. It's a stone that brings good fortune. It is also a calming and soothing stone.
Yes.
And then, of course, the frankincense and scent, which is...
You can't lit.
I'm on my bed of the energy. Anytime tonight. It's not the fairies tonight. It's the energy. Rather intoxicating. Sometimes referred to as Alibaba?
Where are you?
Alibaba. Alibaba. It's a common type of essential oil used in aromatherapy that can offer a variety of health benefits, including help relieve chronic stress and anxiety, reducing pain and inflammation.
I just love the smell of frankincense. Everything frankincense, whether it's resin, whether it's incense, whether it's
have you burned your frankincense resin yet?
I have. I'm doing it sparingly.
Sparingly? I
love it so much. I go to every room and then I let it dissipate. And then what I will do is actually I'm going to take a jar of it or a dish of it and go outside and put it in the pagoda, which actually is really, really cool because the smoke comes out there.
Pagoda.
The pagoda.
Yeah, my pagoda is in storage.
Yeah.
I just got a herb magazine where I now can get jasmine flowers since with the blessing bottles, I use a lot of my jasmine for my rituals in the blessing bottles, and I have like this much jasmine left in, and I'm not going to burn it for another thing of jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got a herb catalog and
well, as soon as my plant becomes it, it's going to grow bigger and actually sprout flowers. I have a jasmine plant upstairs too. I also have what is that white flower? I can't think of it right now.
Rosar.
No, smells really pretty. Gardenia. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gardenia too, so if you ever need a gardenia, that blooms every year.
Yeah. We had a gardenia. We had two. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Future. Then we also have a wooden goddess pendant, which I don't know if you want to hold that up
right
for them.
Right here. No, so I'm not going to take it down because I don't know
we'll get back on. Okay. It's very beautiful. It is the statuette of the goddess.
Yes.
Very earthy.
She's like that.
And then, of course, we have her meditation oil, which is a blend of rose, lang lang, sweet birch, and musk.
And it's heavenly. It's woodsy, but sweet at the same time.
Yep. And sometimes now, for me, I got a little bit of slight licorice to start, and but Anna Swore didn't really get that. So it really depends on your skin, on,
yeah.
on your chemistry.
And
it's a
I
very
put
sweet woody scent.
See, I put oil on one wrist or one hand, and I put it on the other, and it's the same exact oil. It smells differently to each. So I get sweet on one side and woodsy on the other. So, and that's just me.
And then, of course, we have the inner goddess salt that you can use in shower, you use in a bath, use in a foot bath, hand bath, I guess you can say, that are in that as well, that will bring out the inner goddess in you. And then we also have a gift for our subscribers.
Yes.
And
we're
that's
going to...
We're
throwing in special free gifts. We're also working on birthday stuff, too, to all of our subscribers. So you get our newsletter. You get this page, just a breakdown of the goddess and everything that's in your box. You have the card. You have the incense. You have the stone. You have the candle. You have the salt. You have the oil. You have the charm or the necklace or the bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're throwing in special gifts. We've got all kinds of special things that we're going to be putting in the boxes, too. So, once again, we have 5 boxes left.
That's not a lot of boxes.
No.
So, you need to subscribe.
Yeah, you need to subscribe.
We don't really have any left.
Yes, for October. And if you want to get in for October and then November, you got to subscribe. So, mygoddessliving.com. You're going to scroll down on layout page. You're going to see a whole lot of layout. And then if you get to the bottom there, you're going to see Goddess Box subscription. You're going to want to go into that. Sign up. We get it immediately. I can make your box. And once again, only 5 left. We got to get a magic number. So we want to get it out to you in time for October, and it is not too late. So please do that. What else do you got before I go into?
We had... This weekend was a pretty great weekend for prepping and for tearing and craziness, the cray-cray for 48 hours, which I did really, I must admit, I did enjoy it.
Yes.
But it was my first premiere game mix party.
Ooh, woo.
Kind of derivative of what you do for Mary Kay or for the other, like, Tupperware party.
Yeah, Tupperware party.
So we had that this weekend, and it was beautiful, and there was so much good energy, and it just made me happy.
And I was there, and I have candles and incense and stones and chakra bags, and we're doing another one.
Yes. In November, we will be doing another one. I'll be announcing the date probably in the next few days.
Yes.
And can come by. And
Everybody's invited. So we're gonna be working hard at getting everything together. If you're looking for stocking stuffers, if you're looking for Christmas presents, birthday presents, whatever other holidays you've got out there, anniversaries, your biggest seller is the goddess.
Goddess salts and goddess scrub go out the door.
Yes.
Those, lavender was the second big hit, but then it was the blessing bottles. Blessing bottles and the keychain.
How many blessing bottles do you have? 6 different ones?
There's 6 different, but I have like 20 recipes I want to do.
Okay.
I'll be creating more, and I actually just stocked up on my vials for my blessing vials.
I snatched one last night.
That's okay.
I had to.
That's okay.
I didn't snatch it really. I asked her. I did.
Yeah. But yeah, when I left here last night, I was like, oh my God, I forgot to order them. I need to order them. So I ordered them, and I had 168 coming in.
Sure.
So
we got 168 bottles to me.
Oh yeah. They're definitely a loving I mean, I do the ritual. I put all that positive energy in there. I power them up with crystals.
So let's talk about what we do with them. What do you do with the blessings, Bob?
Well, it depends on the blessing you would like. Right now, there's prosperity, there's passion, there's protection, there's prosperity, passion, protection, healing,
manifesting,
and seven blessings.
Yeah,
seven blessings is basically a general all-purpose blessing bottle. Manifestation is kind of what we did for the manifestation class, but it's in a bottle form instead of a wheel form.
Right.
And it will boost anything you wish it to do. So for me right now, I have it with my healing bottle. I have the healing bottle, and I have a manifestation bottle in the northeast part of my bedroom to manifest and really power up that healing of that bottle. So the manifest is kind of like the supercharge. It supercharges it. But you would place it, there's an incantation card or a card that explains each herb that's in the bottle.
Right.
You would hold it, you would read it, you would put your energy into it, hold the vial, and really visualize what you want it to bring to you.
Right.
Read your incantation, keep it with the bottle. Anytime you feel like it's waning or it just needs, you need a little pick me up, go back to that visualization, read your card, repower up the bottle with your energy, and then put it back in that space. And a lot of times, well, with all of them, I put them usually in the feng shui aspect.
Right.
So I'm going to butcher this. The Kupa, maybe? It's the feng shui wheel.
Okay.
And it breaks it down. So it breaks down which each little segment of the pie of your room or your living space brings wealth, abundance, romance, marriage, success, careers, healing. It breaks down all of that. So what I do is with my blessing bottles, I put them in what area works so that the energy flows the way
right.
it needs to flow.
Right. Because I've recently restructured feng shui my room downstairs and actually up here. So I'm starting to move I'm putting things in that direction and what it's facing and facing outward and looking in. And, you know, whether you have a little frog that has a coin in its mouth and you have the turtle, those are all ancient Chinese vibrational movements. So those things need to go, you know, facing inward towards the room. Crystal, we're working on an online store. So we will get that up, and we're still in the process of taking pictures and getting that all up on Made in Wings. We can do that so that we can get that out to you. And then I can throw up what crystals that we have as well. And Laura Beth says she's out of scrub.
I have more for you, darling. Don't worry.
Okay, so Laura Beth says I need to learn more about that. Is it feng shui that you need to learn more about so that we can act that's a topic that we can
I love feng shui.
Her products are awesome.
Thank you, Crystal. I actually was working on products pictures and their displays for the website, so that what I was working on today. Hopefully this week will be up.
Yes, she says yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so now we have a topic.
Yes.
Cool. Yes.
You just made her day, Lori Beth. She is so, look at this face. She is so excited. She's not used to living out of the seat of her pants.
I don't. No, I kind of structure things.
Yes, you do.
So.
Whereas me, I just get up my room and go.
Well, see, I have to have GPS or at least a map or, okay, destination is here. Whatever we hit along the way is all right. But point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just hop on and go.
You should see right before I go on vacation.
I have seen you with
I have a manila folder, and in it has everything that we need.
Yep.
So, good. Yeah, we'll work with feng shui. We'll add that into our circulation of things between the moon and everything that we have going on.
Yep.
What else have we
really, feng shui is really, in essence, it can be simple or difficult depending on how you make it, but
yeah.
For us, it's very simple in my home. And it's beautiful, and you really do feel that energy.
Yeah, when you walk in. And it's like walking into somebody's house and just almost feeling either very comfortable or relaxed or don't touch anything. Kind of, you know, kind of thing. And
that's on eggshell.
And that's the energy that flows through. I mean, my bedroom door has to be open. And in the middle of the night, it gets opened if I close it. So my bedroom door is pretty much open all the time. The only thing that I can think about with that is that the spirits want the energy to flow through it.
Right.
And I have a lot of armor in my room. So I'm thinking that that's what needs to carry out and through. Granted, she's all over the house. But and in every room. But I think that movement of energy is what needs to happen.
But your bedroom is your sacred space.
Yes.
So.
But then the whole house. Yes, and it really is about moving that energy, learning how to work with that energy, and putting the things that work best in each of those.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you one thing, and this is, there's many things I've learned about feng shui as far as like plants and yin and yang, but the biggest thing that I now do all the time is keep your toilet lid down, closed.
Yes.
Because you don't want to flush your energy. Plus, do not put any live plants in your bathroom. Don't put your money or pocketbooks on the floor. Don't put
your money really, should be facing the same way too, and it shouldn't be crumpled up. It's respect of the energy or something. So I forget the whole story of it, but your money should be in order and face, like your cash should be in order facing the same way. And not crumpled up or in your pocket, but immediately fold it if you need to fold it, or in a woman's wallet that has, you know, a bigger wallet.
Right.
Maybe add house cleaning also, just as a review, and maybe learn how to do insects.
Yep.
Smudging. We can talk about smudging.
Mm-hmm.
And I am writing these things down. Okay.
She is the organizational team.
Yes.
Have at it, baby. Have at it. But yeah, don't ever put, and honestly, a lot of times they say don't put your prosperity item in your bedroom because you don't want it to come from your bedroom per se.
Yes. We don't want money in bedroom.
But if you're only living space, like if it's your own personal living space, like if you have roommates, that sort of thing, if it's your personal living space, then of course you can put it in.
Well, technically, you're not supposed to have your altar in your bedroom
either. That's okay. Mine's in my bedroom.
Mine's in my bedroom.
I have all my
altars in my bedroom, except for one that's up here. And over there. The two that are up here. Everything else is down in my bedroom. But that's mine.
I get to see mine every day, and the cat gets on it and tries to knock it over, and I have to get him off. He's very witchy.
Yes. He wants to be up there.
Yeah, well, he needs to stop, and he keeps on going after my ponytail palm. So when I was putting it on the altar for him to get away from it, he would go on there and try to eat it anyway. He needs to go away. He needs to go lay down for myself. But anyway.
Yes. From now until the end of the year, guys, that's through Christmas and New Year's, or into New Year, the New Year, I am doing gift certificates.
Yes.
Big, big, big deal here. Buy two, get one free.
Which that's a great, great deal.
Yes.
Great deal.
If you want to hoard them, you can have them all to yourself, or you can use them as stock markers or gifts.
If you wanted a Theta healing, technically, for healing, if I remember correctly,
yes.
If you bought two, you get your third session, in a sense, free. So
yes.
You'd have all three of your sessions for the price of two.
Absolutely. Readings,
yeah.
And I do them via Skype, over the phone. So you want to message me or contact me, call me, send me an email, whatever you want to do. If you want to purchase them, I can do them over the phone. I can send them out to you. And you can be anywhere. I've done readings from Canada or in Canada. People have requested gift certificates. I have a couple friends in Canada. And she says, yep, send them up. And I don't Skype to Canada. So you can be anywhere.
This is true. She sent some for me.
Lorga says how much? Well, it depends on what you want done. So you're local. So if you wanted an access bar, so she's an access bar practitioner as well, then it would be access bars are $143 for the hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. Theta healing is $125 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Hour readings are $125. Half hour readings are $71. So of course the free one would be equal or lesser value to the lowest. So yes, contact me if you want to do that. I know that I have many people out there who want my readings as gifts. Please know that for those of you out there who don't know me, I do readings a little bit differently. I strategically plan for you with you. I work with you as opposed to just telling you necessarily what your question is. I want the whole aspect of it. So we try to find the healing aspect of what your question is or whatever it is. And I do readings very differently. In fact, I teach readings very
there's
how is that a good segue there?
That was a great segue. Real quick, Crystal, on your sheet of paper, organizational queen,
yes,
just put various types of house cleansing and protection she's interested in.
Okay, various types.
So there can be crystal girding, there can be smudging, Florida water is popping up into mine, where you can use sacred water, and also our free gift that is in the goddess box. Actually, if you use a couple more of this, and I have to protect everybody on the inside.
Yeah.
For my reading.
And as we approach October, which, believe it or not, next week is October.
I can't wait. I really can't wait. The temperature's going to drop on the first day.
We can talk about spell casting.
Yes, we can.
And bring a little bit of that into our talk, too.
That people will want to
get. Yeah.
I know prosperity is a big, 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 big,
yeah, thing. Yeah, we got lots of thumbs up there on that.
Yeah, everybody loves prosperity.
Yes. She says, salt, thinking of other ways, house cleansing and protection, interested in. Yeah, salt is another one, too.
Yeah.
Gritting your house with salt.
Mm-hmm.
The outside.
Bow clearing, selenite.
Yeah. Okay. So,
October is actually a big month.
October is a big month for me. I've got many things going on in October, but one of the biggest ones is that on October 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th, I am teaching a four-day intuitive development workshop,
which is amazing.
Yes.
I've taken it. I'm a graduate. I go for refreshers or to assist.
Yes.
Either which way.
Yes.
Both, truthfully. And it is a priceless investment in yourself.
It is. Before we get too deep into it, I just want to let you know that I'm extending the pre-registration date to the end of the week till Saturday. The first will be the new
cutoff date.
Sorry, brain is fried. So if you want to going back to that forgetful energy and that tired energy. So if you want to save $50 off of it, you'll want to call me between now and Saturday, and I will get you in and register you in. We already have Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Beth does very amazing. She's actually taking my class, too. She's a graduate of it.
I remember you telling me about that.
She was part of the classes as well as you were it was 6 days originally.
Yes, it was.
Yes. Spirit had this big agenda for me, and they wanted me to do it in 3 days.
Right.
So
there's so much to learn.
There is so much to learn. And we've condensed it too. We've cut off 2 days. But you're not getting anything less.
No.
You're actually getting more built into it.
It's just a more streamlined approach.
Yeah. So Crystal's already ready. She's already signed up. She's going to be down there. It's going to be in Oak Island at Hearts and Souls Wellness Center. So call me. Get signed up. Let's take your payment. Let's get you in. I do have to purchase books, so I have to send away from them, which is why I am doing the
pre-registration.
And there will be no just walk-in because I ordered your books and all the other things that go along with it. So let's talk about what I teach. I'm seeing purple light around you. Oh, I guess so. Energies.
I don't know if it's the smoke or
maybe it's. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
It may be the reflection on a candle. Or maybe not. Or maybe it is. I don't know. We got spirits in the house, so.
That's
okay. You guys are welcome to be here.
We talk to them while we prep everything.
Yes. So what do you get in intuitive development? Basically, I go through everything that you need to learn. Everything. Oh, we've got Lynn on there, who's also a graduate. She too was a part of the 6 days when I was teaching it previously. So what do we get in intuitive development? You learn how to meditate and work with visualization.
Mm-hmm.
You get to learn what the word psychic really means. We talk about the pineal gland. We talk about our pineal gland, I'm sorry. How to take care of your brain, what the ego is. How to get rid of ego, or rather work with it. We talk about how to do a psychic reading. I teach you how to do it. I work with your strengths. We uncover what your special gift is.
Right.
And I teach you how personally to work with your special gift. Everybody does readings differently. Everybody visualizes differently. Some people work with colors, some people work with animals, some people work with shapes. Some people actually hear or see differently. Some people feel more than they see. You know, so I teach you how your special gift works, and then we work around that. So when we talk about mediumship, or we talk about reading cards, or we talk about crystals, I teach you how you specifically read those things or how you feel with those things. What dreams are, we talk about dreams, we talk about pendulum work, basic numerology. So these are all the things that I'm going through here. How to learn about your animal totems, your animal totems. Mediumship, telepathy, remote viewing, all those kinds of fun things. How to view inside the body, how to do healing, sending love and light, the chakra system. We talked a little bit about channeling, how to move earthbound energy. Psychometry is the big thing because that's the game. The game that's carried throughout.
Yeah.
And how to call in your guides, angels, spirits, angels, everybody around you, and more. There is more to this. And this really, as doing this commercial here briefly for you, you learn the basics of everything so that you can take these basics and expand, or you can just work with the basics.
Right.
You don't have to expand, but if you do it, go into other classes, then when you say, okay, see in your mind's eye, or what does this mean to you, you understand what that means, and it allows all these paths to open up. So what do you do with this information? Well, you can start your own business.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to, you could do card readings, you could do healing work, you could do whatever. And all of that just opens up everything. And then I am working on an advanced class that's separate from this advanced class, where we're going to start working with moving things with your mind.
That will be very, very cool.
So I'm going to reach out then to all my graduates out there who say, okay, you want to do a super advanced class? Let's work on that, and we're going to start with working with those energies and seeing what we can do. There's fun games that we play throughout. Some people don't find them fun, but I think they're fun.
They are fun. It's just everybody's different. And
yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody not laugh and not have fun.
Yeah, but they don't. But when they come through, and usually, Leia even took the class just most recently, and it was kind of a challenge. She challenged me. She said, well, I don't think I can do this. And I'm like, watch. Let's see. Watch. Lynn's so there. Fun. Hey, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
So I'm encouraging everybody out there who is even remotely interested, please.
Lynn does say, hi, you all are wonderful, best thing I ever did, and I want to say that to you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. It really just helps you to understand everything, and it helps you to understand you. It helps with your connection to spirit. It helps you understand, and now with all of the downloads that I've been getting, there's new information that's coming in.
Right.
And so not to leave my graduates behind, they got the best of the best, and now there's even better stuff that's coming through so that the new people are going to get the best of the best, and we got a lot of thumbs up there. Thank you. And it, even Maddie's out there who just joined. She's taking the class. She's come through. And I really think that with this information that is truly, truly channeled through me, it is the fastest, easiest way. That's what I asked for. And in one day, I had the whole book typed up, you know, and just went through it and was like, oh my gosh, here we go, you know. And so, and people catch on to it. I don't think there's a single student out there that I've had that just said, I don't get this, I don't understand it, and wasn't able to do anything.
Right.
You know, you get to work with each other. You get to work on each other, and you get to play with different people. And I say play because I don't like the word exercise, but you get to play with other people and you get to read people, and it's just a beautiful experience. I mean, mediumship in itself, Leia pulled in your grandmother.
She did,
you know, and was basically talking, and it really is about moving that ego out of the way. You know?
You have to learn how to move ego so that you can come from a divine source in yourself. Because if you don't, if ego is there, it's very hard to even remotely have that divine energy come through.
Yeah. So we still have plenty. I still have plenty of space left out there. My tongue is tied. The fairies have my tongue. That's what I just heard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes. I have plenty of room, plenty of space. I encourage you to give me a call, or if you want to Facebook me, or if you want to send me an email, I will definitely call you back. Let's get as many students in as possible. If the more the better, the more fun. And I work with your belief systems too. That's another thing that I do in 4 days, believe it or not. I'm going to work with your belief systems. We're going to use data healing. We're going to move out all of those beliefs that don't need to be in there anymore.
All those blocks.
We're going to put new ones in, all of the blocks, all of the stops. It's going to open up your world, and it's going to start to you're going to start to create. You're going to create all of those beautiful stuff, and we're going to move easily and effortlessly through it.
It really does let you kind of relearn how to assess the situation or to approach a situation. That whole term of thinking outside of the box, it really makes it to where there is no box.
Right.
So that all of it is available for you to just go in any which way direction you want to go to be able to hone in on what you need to.
What are your favorite parts of the class? What did you learn probably the most from, I mean, besides everything, but...
For me, I do love the cards. I'm a big fan of the cards. I've always been drawn to cards. Actually, the pendulum. I know you say it doesn't talk to you, but my pendulum talks to me all the time.
Right, it doesn't talk to me. It doesn't mean that it won't talk to other people. My pendulum says, I was specifically told, here's a pendulum of mine, that I don't need it. So it doesn't do anything. I mean, it literally just goes still. And it doesn't move. I can ask it any question and it just stands still. And then I was told you don't need it. So, but I do teach you how to use it. But I know how to use it. It's not an error on my part. It's that I don't need it. So there you go.
That's a beautiful thing.
And I will beg and plead. Okay, I'm teaching the class. You gotta move.
You gotta show them
what they can do. Show them what it does, and then it will move. So it's not the operator's error.
Right. I just feel like it was a little bit of everything. I mean, divination is definitely something that I'm definitely drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
In all its aspects. And then actually the light healing, which I was going in as a refresher, but we were leaving that weekend, so I didn't get the last refresher for light healing. But that was a great thing because in my class I was able to pick up somebody who had cancer. Seeing that in their body as they were a survivor of it. And then for me, I think my healing, the color that was targeted for me was yellow.
Yeah.
So that stuff is really just healing people or being able to help people, let them know from the divine what they need assistance with and what, you know,
mm-hmm.
how to help them and how to, the cards was the biggest thing. It really just blew it right out of the water.
Good.
I mean, it did. Like, every time it was, I read cards before and went through the book, writing the cards, you know, reading that. And that's not a bad thing. And sometimes I still do that as you're learning a new deck and there's so many different cards. You do go back to the book and look and see what technically the meanings are. But then you, before you even do that, I look at the cards and I see how they make me feel. What are the colors? What are the representations? What does it look like? What's the first thing that pops in my mind? What are the other aspects to it?
Right.
And then it's a whole new...
And then what does it mean to you? And
right.
Because remember, they're working with you, so they're trying to get you to see and understand what they're trying to tell you. So a card that maybe by the book says one thing may not be at all.
Right. There was one card reading that I remember I did. I'm not going to say any names, but I was asked if a family member was going to die if they were in the hospital.
Right.
And they wanted their cards done. I pulled the cards, and the first card I got was a candle lit. Second card I got was a message, which was a bird. Anytime I ever got the message card, it was my grandfather telling me. But a candle lit to me, we always light a candle when someone you know passes to help to illuminate their way, basically.
Right.
So in that respect, I had that little inkling. I didn't want, part of me didn't want to believe it because I didn't want them to be in pain.
Right.
But the next day we found out that that person in their life had passed. So that was just opening it up. But for her, what I told her was that you need to be strong. You need to focus in on the love and you just need to pray. You know, you need to really, if somebody is meant to go, it's awful, but it may be their time. As you've told us, contracts.
Right.
So in that respect, there's nothing you can do about it. And so for me, it was just giving her strength to focus in on the love she had for her loved one and really focus in on that and not the what if they die or what if they live or that aspect.
Right.
It's just the moment you have with them right now.
Right.
Because tomorrow never is guaranteed.
Right.
That was one of my most memorable card readings I did for someone.
Yeah. And, you know, also on that note, Katie's on the line, and I'm going to put, or Katie will be on the line in a moment. I'm going to put her on and say if she has some questions. But it's so important that, you know, when we are doing those types of readings and somebody asks that kind of question, that we don't go straight out.
No.
You know. Yes, they're going to die. No. In fact, if you ask me, you can come into a reading, and if you ask me, all I want to know is when and how I'm going to die. If I get that information, because I've actually specifically asked my guides to not provide that type of information. If they do provide it to me, I will not tell you. And the reason why I will not tell you is because from the moment that those words leave my lips and enter your ear, you will start to create and manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but every day changes. So today's way that you're going to die and when you're going to die can be very different from tomorrow's. And I want to make sure that you're living to the utmost and you're not focusing in on that moment. And, you know, before when I used to work at the store, kids would come in thinking that this is just a game or a joke or something fun to do is to go get a reading.
Sure.
And they would ask stupid questions. And I would not give them answers. And in fact, they've pressured me to the point where I've said, well, if this is the only question that you have that I'm not going to answer, I'm not charging you. And we need to go forward. We need to go on. And people look at you funny when you say, I'm not going to charge you or I'm not going to answer that.
Right.
You know, well, don't you want to take my money is usually what it is. It's like the readings that I do are not for fun.
Right.
I don't do fun readings. I mean, I can. I mean, if you really want to, but I'm not going to tell you how to even buy it. Most of the time, I don't get that information anyway. Maria says, it seems awful for the one left behind, but it is a beautiful piece for those that travel on. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Death is not a bad thing. It never is. It's actually graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my grandmother that I loved very dearly, very, very, very much, and when we got the call, I've never cried for her. I refuse to cry for her because I do miss her, but I want her to be at peace. I want to be able to move on. And if I hang on to that moment, that that she's that death moment.
Right.
I'm leaving. I'm putting her in that box of that death moment.
Yeah.
So I, it's not that I need to grieve. I don't need, she's here anyway. But I have her around me all the time. But it's not that I need to grieve. And I think that, you know, society and time and movies and television has pressured us into that this is the end.
Right.
There is no more. And we must cry.
Right.
You know, we must grieve. We must wear black. We must stay in mourning for however long. We must be sad and upset and depressed.
We actually did something very different when my grandmother passed. She was very ill. And basically, she was in her own personal prison of her body. She couldn't walk. She couldn't. She was bound. Couldn't even really rotate, turn, or anything.
Yeah.
So when she passed, it was a blessing. She was released from her physical shackles. She couldn't even eat. So, I mean, there wasn't any joy for life for her. So when she passed, it was a relief. She was free. And that was the biggest moment. Like, I was upset. I cried. I was at work when I found out, and I wasn't there for my mom. I burst in tears, ran home. And I couldn't go in there.
Right.
I couldn't go into her room to see her physically like that at the end.
Right.
I was so fortunate. My previous supervisor was the nurse that came to pronounce her, and she made that passing and that transition so much more relaxed and friendly and loving.
Right.
I love her eternally. She's such a great friend. And it was just meant to be in that way, and she helped ease that transition. And then we actually took her to Maryland. We got butterflies. And we did a butterfly release. I wore a floral shirt and a flowing white wrap. And we had all the grandkids, her great grandkids. My one cousin is a unique child,
mm-hmm.
And was in a wheelchair. And we released all the butterflies. And it was so beautiful. And some of the butterflies were just hanging around him and loving on him. And
yeah.
To this day, we get inundated with butterflies. And we know it's her.
Yeah.
My mom gets big.
Because that's what you
achieve at work. It's just a beautiful thing.
That's what you associate with. Yeah.
She is completely free. She doesn't have to worry about it. She can walk.
She had dementia, didn't she?
She was paralyzed, which we believe was a medical misdiagnosis.
Mm.
So, but that you can't prove because doctors won't go on and go against doctors.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So let's get to the lovely Katie.
Hey, Katie, we have you on there. How are you?
Hi, darling.
Hello, ladies.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
We are doing good. You can actually tell us about a couple of things. You can talk about the goddess stuff, and you can talk about my class, too, because we have another graduate here.
Yes. Well, okay. Right now, I'm just inviting this beautiful high vibration energy from your show into my heart and into my home. So thank you, ladies, for that.
Of course. Well, thank you.
And I have to say, after a very long day, it's very lovely to bask in those vibrations. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Well, as I'm speaking to you and as I'm listening to you, I am unpacking my goddess box. And I love it. It feels like a guilty pleasure, but it's not. I mean, it's nourishing. It is high vibration. And, you know, I've lit my candle. I've lit my incense. I'm setting up my altar. And this absolutely gorgeous piece of calcite, what did you ladies do to this?
We infused it. I infused it with Saraswati. She has the Saraswati box, and I'm showing the Saraswati card.
Yes. Well, you can tell when, I think anyway, when a crystal has been handled lovingly and intentioned lovingly, and to receive it, it's a beautiful gift. So thank you. Thank you so much for my beautiful goddess box.
Yes.
I love it.
Yay. Thank you. So work with her. You know, anything you want to learn about, call upon her and let her help you.
Yeah, I just have to second the sentiments from earlier. Absolutely fatigued here lately, forgetting everything.
Okay. I mean, not good, but it's not, you know, not a relationship.
yeah, so whatever insight you ladies can gain on that would be greatly appreciated. And even to the point of dropping things, forgetting to pick up my children.
Yeah, it don't run it all on mommy brain. She's a new mommy of a second baby here.
Yeah.
But it's not all mommy brain. There's something.
It's even almost an intrusive presence that I'm noticing everywhere as I go about my day. It's the dropping things in the house and then things dropping themselves on their own. And then, you know, this very interesting wind that is blowing through town today. And it's a very strange time, and I'm just trying to be available to whatever lessons are coming my way. And that's, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, also with this whole weather thing that's happening too, there's a vibration. There's something.
Yeah.
I'll look it up I'll talk to Mama Chris because Mama Chris knows everything.
Yes.
I mean that. You know everything. And I will ask her what's going on, and then I'll actually have some kind of answer for you next week. I'll get with her and find out what that is, so that we can see how we can protect ourselves or go with the flow. It may just be, like I said, it may just be downloads, and if it is downloading, that's a good thing. We just have to wait the storm and wait. And the thing is, we won't know what that what the downloads are until we need them. So it's not like, man, it's going to come in the mail. Here's your new downloads and here's your new programs that you're working with. But it's going to be more like you're in general conversation with somebody and you're like, I don't know how I know this, but.
Something just popped in my head. I don't know if it's fairies, the divine, or something. But I was always wanting to play with a coffee scrub. Coffee scrub might become
sure. Oh, coffee scrub.
Okay.
Yeah. And the smell of coffee is
heavenly. So I do have a specific question for you guys.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm sitting here meditating with this piece of blue calcite.
Yes.
And as I'm reading about its attributes, it says that it helps to retain lessons learned and amplify learning, which is very much ringing a bell with me right now because I've been having this repetitive dream past couple nights that I'm back in school. And it's very disturbing because I'm in high school and I'm walking the halls that I walked for 4 years with all the same people that I saw every day for 4 years. And I'm just not really excited to go back to high school in my sleep. So,
I hear you. But see, also... Also, what's in your field, Missy, is that you have been for the past 4 years, or 3 years that I've known you. It has been three or four. I don't even know. I've lost count here. That you've been wanting to go back to school, and you've been wanting to learn Spanish. So maybe that's part of what's stirring in there.
I mean, Spanish was like the number one language you learned in high school. So maybe it's a way of telling you that start first by learning Spanish and then do some of the others.
And see, here you guys come along and make the connections like so easy. Thank you. You just cleared everything up for me. Thank you so much. No, that makes perfect sense. You're absolutely right. I'm sitting here asking myself, what lesson have I not learned that would have been taught to me at that time that is coming up for review right now in this strange energy? But that makes perfect sense. Just time to go back to school.
Yeah, time to go back to school. Time to open that. And when you do start your classes, take that calcite with you.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. I'm going to go revel in my goddess box and do some more meditation and just keep listening and enjoying your lovely talk.
Absolutely. And then just message me if you have another question before we wrap up here, and I'll be happy to pull you back on.
All right. Thank you.
All right, honey. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
I love Katie.
I love Katie.
She's so cute.
She's cute. She's my birthday twin.
Yes, she is.
And
I forgot about
tattoo
that.
Twin.
Yeah. Tattoo sisters.
Tattoo sisters, birthday twin.
Yeah.
I'm working on my tattoo too. I want another tattoo. Crystal says that she has a similar dream. She took an exam without studying it and aced it. And gets this, it was given to me by the masters. I do want to talk about a little bit what we were talking about at the beginning of the year. Okay. So this year is a 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
One is about doing things independently.
Mm-hmm.
Going to school, learning things. The information that's coming in is preparing us for 2018, which is an 11 year. Right? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. And an 11 year is a highly critical year. So we've got, you know, the end of last year, the beginning of this year, we've got new information coming in. We've got 12 gates opening. We've already been shown the false prophets' faces.
Mm-hmm.
They've already been showing their face. Actually, they've been showing their asses. But they've been showing their faces and showing, you know, what they're really made of and how they are really about how much money comes into their pockets versus helping their people. Those shall remain nameless, but let's just say they don't open doors. that's one of them. There's actually been several out there that are doing that. So we've got all of that going on. We've got more and more people waking up every day. They're waking up, and they're stepping out of the confinement and the formation of religion into, well, what does all this mean? How does the universe work? Let's look at the old stuff. Somebody help me.
Right.
And that's why it's so important within this time frame that as many light workers that are working their way out of the woodwork, the ones that are waking up more and faster than the other ones. Now, we're never going to be completely awake until actually we cross over to the other side. But the closer we get to enlightenment, the more awakened we will be to help those. And it's kind of like, you know, let's pull more people into our boat and help them to understand what does all this mean. Why have incense? You know, why light candles? Why use herbs? Why use stones? What does all this mean? Where does it come from? Well, if we look at all of that as a whole and we date it, we're going back thousands and thousands of years, more than 5,000 years, more than 6,000 years, where all of these things were used as a form of understanding your connection to Creator God, Source, Universe, whichever word you choose. To me, it's all the same. But your connection with that, the stars, with, you know, we use the study of the stars, it's called astrology. We use astrology. Sorry, again, this brain. We use astrology for many years. People on ships use astrology to point them in the right direction as navigation. And it's not just physical navigation. Let's look at the stars for other navigation. You know, every woman out there, I'm sure, has read their horoscope at least once in their life. You know, that's based on astrology. So with all of this happening, we have more and more people waking up. This is why I offer this class, you know, to teach you how to be this light worker and how to help other people.
Right.
You know, and there are many people out there that are just waking up, or they're just coming into this new vibration and trying to understand it. Now, my son has been a very fortunate little boy, and we're going to talk about something else with him in a little while, but he wasn't raised with religion. He wasn't raised with the confinement of you're going to go to hell, you're a sinner, you're born into natural sin, and all of this other Christian stuff that comes along with that. He was raised with a moral basis, right from wrong, how to help people, you know, how to not hurt people. And if you want to really break it down, it's a very Buddhist way of looking at things. And so he doesn't have the, well, I'm going to go to hell, God's going to punish me mentality. He asks me, can I do this? Should I do this? How can I help somebody? You know, I know right from wrong. I honestly have never spanked my child. I've never had to, because I say, okay, we don't do this. This is wrong. or this is bad, and you never did it again. I'm not saying all children are like that. I'm saying my child is like that. So, you know, he's also highly intuitive and can see angels with his physical eyes, not just with his inner eye. So he's more aware and more awake at that, which always helps. But so he has the moral basis. And I think that, you know, spirituality in general, when we work and we look at everything, we look at the moral basis of it, you know, always treating people with kindness, always saying please and thank you and right. what have you, and looking at people not just for their actions, but who they truly are. So yes, get on it. Taking calls for the rest of the world. I'm taking calls until the, I believe the 16th is the cutoff date, because I need to order books and everything for everybody. So I would suggest getting on that. If you do want to take this class, once again, it's an investment in yourself. There's not much more that I can say about that. If you want to invest in your spiritual future, this is something that will definitely help you and help you to understand everything.
Yes, open your eyes.
On that note, since we've another segue into Thomas. So Thomas is my son. He is 15 years old. He has been working very hard and has recently entered an AP Honors English class this year. That shows you his hard work from last year, where he wasn't in an AP Honors, but he moved into an AP Honors.
Mm-hmm.
He has been given an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yes, he has.
One of his teachers, his English teacher from last year, has nominated him to go on an educational travel next year in July 2017 to Australia, New Zealand, and Hawaii.
And those are some beautiful islands to visit.
This is not any school-funded program. It will be at a discounted rate, but it is not school-funded, which means that there will be charges to me that I would have to make. So I am asking everybody out there, I'm going to be doing a GoFundMe page. Every little bit helps. So I am pleading and asking, I've been asking family members to help chip in with this. And I will actually be attending with him because I will get that. I will get that special rate with him. And it's going to be an amazing thing. You know, and not only takes them out just for a vacation, but it teaches them of the culture and the ideas and the things around those areas, as well as when he goes to do his college applications, he can put that down. And a lot of colleges will look at that and say, oh, okay, he took advantage of this, you know, opportunity. So I really want to provide this for him, and I never ask anybody for anything. Usually I'm the one that's being asked to do things, and I'm you know, reaching out to help everybody else. So I am reaching out to everybody out there to please help and assist. Like I said, I'll be putting out a Facebook donation page towards it, as well as a GoFundMe page. And if you want to contact me privately, and I'll be happy to provide whatever documentation if you need the letter that came with it. I don't know the dollar amount yet. I will know exactly how much we need next Tuesday's meeting, so I can tell you actually on the air next Tuesday when we get back from the meeting of how much we're going to need to fund this very educational tour. So I hope out there that, I mean, if you can't, you can't. There's no stick to it, and I appreciate everybody even reading it, you know, just trying to help or wanting to help or willing, but I am manifesting the funds so that we can do this and we can do this together, and it is just me and him. So I'm putting that out there. And those of you who know my son, he's a good boy.
He's an amazing boy.
And he deserves. He really does deserve this. After everything that's happened in the past few years, he really deserves this and has worked hard for it.
Proud mom. Proud mom.
I am. I love my baby boy. I'm obsessed with him.
That's okay. You're a mom bear.
I am.
That's
mom.
To be expected.
Yes. I'm the mom bear of a turtle. Sea turtle.
I was just having the same thought. Mama bear of a turtle.
Mama bear of a turtle.
Don't eat the turtle.
No. Mama bear won't. So you got anything else? Anybody else out there have any questions or anything?
I don't have any calls.
Yeah, we've got We've got a couple minutes here. I'll be happy to answer anything out there, whether it be Crystal, Liz, Marianne, Laura, Natty out there, anybody out there. Any questions?
Now the energy's messing with me because I'm crashing again.
Yes. There's something going on. Like I said, I'm gonna consult with Mama. Mama will be able to answer these things for me.
I don't know what that is. Just
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right, guys. So really quick rundown. PrasadHealing.com is my website. If you would like to subscribe to your Goddess Box or subscribe to somebody.
It's true. Christmas is coming.
Yes, if you wanted to present them with a beautiful gift every month. And it's, you know, we've done comparison shopping too. And we've looked at other Goddess Boxes. And they don't have anything on us, really. We're at a lower monthly rate. And we provide many things that they don't provide. And, you know, they don't have any of Made in Maine's products anyway. The oil blend that's created is handmade, made with essential oils.
Yep.
The salt scrubs, they're also handmade, and everything's local, and it's
all natural. I'm sure I sniffed this, and I realized I sealed them.
You sealed them.
I did. They are shrink wrapped.
Let me do that one.
Yeah. I'll sniff on some Guinevere's oil right now.
And, you know, I research. I do deep research on the goddess of the month, and it's funny how when Leia asked for the goddesses for which month, that they work out the way that they do because it's that transition that's happening. So yes, the goddesses are speaking.
And we're not getting the messages because I got it on my phone, but we're not getting them there.
So I don't
Mary,
know. What did she say?
I'm married today.
Okay. Sorry, we're not. I guess we're having an issue over there on Facebook. Give me one second here, guys, and I will look on what's going on.
That's what's pending is me.
Okay.
Yes, Crystal says she's so excited about the class and loves the God's Box.
Okay.
She's enjoying the show. Keep it up.
Okay.
Marianne says we are still hanging out with unknown future as to where we are headed next. If you get anything on that, it will be great for insights. And Crystal says, teach me to crochet and I'll swap a donation for Thomas's trip.
Ooh, I can do that.
There we go.
So, I can do that.
I feel like it's a delayed reaction.
Is it coming through? No. It's not even coming through. Oh, here we go. Hang on.
There we are.
Yes. I will definitely teach you how to crochet. Absolutely. Marianne, I actually don't see you going anywhere. And I know that last time we spoke, which was several months ago, when this whole thing was coming up, I don't see you. I don't see you moving. I think you're staying put for a little while. I know your husband doesn't want to hear that because Mr. Busybody needs to be doing something, and I'm not sure if he's doing anything just now. But as long as you put into action what I had suggested you do, which was to get him to tell you what you want to hear, what you want him to say, basically. It's that dance around, it was your idea. When the mastermind, the puppet master was behind the whole thing. And I know that there's that sense of security that needs to be there for him. But I mean, you guys are going to be okay financially for a little while, so that's not even an issue, but it's actually time to step back and just enjoy what's happening and what's going on. Also with the thought of moving, you know, you're cleaning out things and you're moving things, which is a really good thing just for the time of year. So, I will look deeper into it. Oh, hey, Crystal, good night. Where are we? Oh, no.
Marianne.
Oh, great, because we're packing and putting the house on the market. He is in Greensboro, and he's studying for another field. Well, yeah, like I said, I don't see you moving, like, leaving state, and I think that that's what we were talking about at one point. I don't know what is wrong with this computer, but
I don't know. The energy, fairy.
Yeah.
Gremlins.
Gremlins
in there.
Okay. Gizmo's out there. No feeding them after midnight. No, they don't wet. What was the other thing?
I have no clue.
I don't remember what you said.
I know feeding them after midnight, they turn into free food.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to get them wet.
Right, and then they die.
And then there was something else.
Good night, Crystal.
All right, guys, I guess we're signing off too. Marianne, I will look into some stuff for you and see. There's just a lot of energy behind everything, so a lot of information is coming in all at one time, but I will definitely look into that for you and message you as soon as I have some time to just calm down with all of this. I guess we're going to sign out with our usual way.
Just rise, my ringtone.
Rise, definitely. And we will leave our viewers on to listen too.
Okay. Works for me.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core. Cause you
have a great evening, everyone, and we will be back next week on Tuesday.